What do I bring these people for our broken free teaching? And I want to start from the beginning of where this teaching is coming from. This teaching is coming from, originally we were looking at the word stuck or unstuck. Because as your pastor, I've seen a lot of people just stuck. Stuck in this broken record kind of a way. Just keep repeating the same thing over and over and over and over. And your life is continually frustrating because you just keep going back to it. You just keep hammering the same ways, the same old thing, and life isn't changing for you. So, stuck, unstuck, then we said, well, that's not really the thing. We want freedom. You can get unstuck. I remember sitting at a CR meeting in Casper, and this woman said, I've been sober for 20 years of my life, and if this life is what I got sober for, this sucks. She didn't know Jesus. She didn't have true freedom. She had freedom from her addiction, but she didn't have freedom spiritually. So she's there trying to connect with her God. And I see a lot of us here doing the same thing. Some of us have spiritual freedom, but we continue to just crawl back and go to our, as Scripture calls it, vomit. We return to these things. We return to this broken record mentality, this way of living life that isn't living. So that's what birthed this idea, and we're going to be in it for 2 weeks. We're going to be in it this week, and we're going to be in it next week, and next week's going to be a lot of fun. We got a panel of 4 people, and you're going to hear stories from them on where they've been broken and ran this broken record life and how they broke free. But as we sat in Midland, going back to Midland, I'm just going to plagiarize this teacher that we sat under. Can I do that? I'm going to plagiarize the crap out of this one. It's going to be awesome. Her name's Jan Johnson. What? You were taught by a woman all week? Oh, yeah. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. She spoke with authority. And God showed up. It was awesome. So, Jan Johnson had this one phrase, and it says this: it's our job to do the connecting, and it's God's job to do the perfecting. What does that mean? It means in this broken record life, in this way of operating, in this way we go about life, this life is never going to break free if we refuse to connect with God. And there's ways of connecting with God through spiritual disciplines of solitude, of scripture reading, prayer. There's many different ways in which we connect with God, but as she spoke, we sat and we heard, Craig, it was funny because I was hearing the same thing, and Craig leans over and he said, man, forgiveness is the key to breaking free. It just happened to rhyme. So when that happens, you know it's awesome. Forgiveness is the key to breaking free. But there's so many of us that Christians and non-Christians alike, that continue the broken record life, right? And we run on this weird cheap form of forgiveness or cheap grace. You know, we ask God, oh, I messed up again. And this is coming from a guy who does this. I'm getting better at it. I'm healing from it, okay? This is coming from a guy who temporary satisfaction through pornography, and let's just call it what it is. Let's get real and gross with it. Masturbation, those kinds of things, you know? It was usually after that act, I would sober up instantly and then be broken for my sin. And I would say this, oh, God, I've done it again. Just, this is awful. And then you feel forgiveness, and then you go back to your day, and then you're finding yourself right back there the very next day, okay? And I know I talk about porn a lot. It was kind of funny. I was talking to Matt Coulter, and I said, I feel like I talk about porn. He said, yeah, Shelley, my wife, leaned over to me the other day and said, he's talking about porn again. Okay? But this is a real world thing. There's other things I can talk about. My pride brings me there too. Okay? My pride continually circles back in this broken record life, and I find myself angry with people. I find myself angry with my spouse, or I find myself angry with my children because it's not about me every hour of the day. And that hurts my pride. And then that pride leads into anger, and then I'm just on this whole awesome anger pride train. Are you guys catching it? Are you guys catching it? And then I do the same thing. And oh God, I realized that was wrong and I asked for forgiveness. And then I find myself on the pride train 2 hours later in my car driving behind you people. They were using this analogy of this car thing at the conference, and I could not speak to it because that's me. And every solution that they would bring up, I was like, yeah, my wife says that to me every time. And it makes me angrier. Just let me stew. Just let me be angry. Let me think that I'm the best driver in the world and that these people are garbage. Just let me think that. So I run this circle. I run this broken record life. And I ask for forgiveness, but it's just this temporary fix, this thing that I take so lightly. And if we don't understand forgiveness, we don't understand God. If we don't understand forgiveness, our worlds are never going to change. If we don't live in forgiveness, if we do not live a forgiveness life, we're stuck indefinitely. We're in this broken record indefinitely. So I want to do something today. As Jan said, it's our job to do the connecting. It's God's job to do the perfecting. How many of you have gotten quiet enough this week to hear from God? That's beautiful. We're going to do it again. And we're going to listen for God, and we're going to hear God speak, and it's going to be weird. It's going to be quiet. It's going to be, you might hear people sniffling. My wife's been sick, so you'll probably hear her, right? She can sniffle like crazy. You might hear a baby cry, or several baby cries. You might hear kids talking. You might hear adults talking. This might not be your thing at all. But we're going to connect with God. We're going to get quiet enough and hear from God. And I'm going to read some scripture. There's a lot of scripture that talks about this forgiveness, and there's a lot of scripture that talks about how to connect with God. And they're in different places of the Bible, but I just want to connect them together to paint this picture. And I'm going to guide us through this prayer time of getting quiet enough to hear from God as we seek forgiveness together. Can we do this? There is, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's like 12 rows empty. I'm not asking you to come up front, but what I am asking you, if you're sitting by your spouse or your child, or you feel like you can't get away and be with God well enough, quiet enough, or your friends, there are rows empty. There are seats empty. And if that's you and you need space from people so you can feel better about your situation with God surrounding you, that you can connect with Him better, take these spare seats. If you need to lay down, if you can promise me you won't fall asleep, that's the people laughing can't, okay? All right, good. If you can lay down and you want to lay down, now keep in mind burlesque meets here. Keep in mind there's probably sticky beer all over the floor because they serve alcohol at these events. If you want to brave that, you're more than welcome to lay down. If you want to kneel to connect with God, you can do those things. Kneeling is a sign of humility that we see through Scripture. You can pray out loud if you'd like. Might be a little weird, but you can pray in your head. But we're going to just take some time connecting with God. You ready? I want you all to just shut your eyes. Can we shut these lights off? There's nothing that's going to be happening on the screen. You don't even need to be looking at me. If there's a way to just kill those three lights, that would be awesome. There they go. So just shut your eyes and get comfortable, all right? relax your muscles. Some of you are probably super tense and finding yourself sitting in weird positions or finding maybe that your jaw is even locked up, that you're clenching your teeth tight. Just relax your face muscles, relax your jaw, relax your shoulders, relax just everything that's about you right now. In Matthew, it says, in Matthew 6, it says, when you come before God, don't turn it into a theatrical production. All these people making a regular show of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace. Right now, I want you to think of that broken record moment for yourself in your world right now. It's going to look different for all of us. That broken record moment that keeps you from living in true forgiveness, that keeps you stuck, that keeps you coming back to God for cheap grace. I want you to think of that moment. And I want you to state that moment to God. For those of you that don't know what the moment is, it's this sin. It's this way in which we're in wrong being with God, this way that we find ourselves continually. State that sin to God. As you've stated that sin, that moment of just broken record life to God, I want you to state your thoughts and feelings behind that continuation, that broken record. Maybe the whys, maybe how you defend why you do what you do. God's a big God. He can take it. But state your thoughts and your feelings behind that sin, this broken record moment. as we talk with God. Sometimes we get the impression of maybe his face. We see his face and we see expressions on God's face as we talk to him. What is God's expression right now? As you state your sin, your broken record moment, as you state the reasons as to why you live in this, as God listens to you and as God hears you, what is the expression on his face? For some of us, we see a Romans 2 face. Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin, from your broken record moment? Some of you see this kind face. Others may be filled with sorrow. And you see a 2 Corinthians 7 kind of a face. And this is the kind of sorrow God wants his people to have. It's okay to feel sorrow. It's okay to be broken for the things that break God's heart. But the kind of sorrow God wants us to have, to experience, leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. Maybe you see that God. Maybe you see that face of God. And both are equally valid. Both are equally something we need to be paying attention to right now. As you've stated your sin, as you've stated your broken record moment, as you have stated and pleaded your case as to why you find yourself there. Now it's time for the most humbling part of all, and it's asking God for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness and soak in God's forgiveness. Stay in it. Understand God's forgiveness is there. Listen to the words of Jesus as he pleads on our behalf. We're not the only ones praying in this room this morning. The words of Jesus from Luke 23 says this, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." God understands it. Jesus knows it. And Jesus prays that over us, speaks that over us, asking for our forgiveness. In John 8, Jesus has an encounter with an adulterous woman. Not only was she adulterous, but she was literally brought from the affair bed to Jesus. She was probably either naked or half-clothed or had disheveled hair from the event. She's being accused by all these people. And all these people were crying out, wanting justice for her sin because she was in wrong being with God and she was caught in the act. And after a time of Jesus just confronting the crowd in the way and only which Jesus can do, these people that were there with stones in hand to stone this woman and to kill this woman for her crime, to punish her, to get vindication, to get justice. All these people that had stones were just gone. And it was just Jesus and this woman, just like it's just Jesus and us in this room, just like it's just Jesus and you right now. And Jesus says some of the most powerful words. He says, "Where are your accusers?" Didn't even one of them condemn you? "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, "Neither do I." Ponder on that phrase, soak in that phrase. There is no one accusing you for what you've asked for forgiveness for this broken record life. There's no one accusing you now for these events as you've asked for God's forgiveness, as God's asked for forgiveness for you through his son Jesus praying those words. The last most important piece of that interaction with Jesus and that woman. "Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more." This broken record life is not for you. This broken record lifestyle isn't the it for you. You need to soak in this forgiveness. But a lot of times, this is where we stop. This is where we don't move forward. And we get back on the broken record life, and we continue to just repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. And Jesus is just standing there saying, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Go and sin no more." So this is what we need to do, is we need to ask God right now for help in planning what's next then. "God, I don't want to sin. I don't want to be on this broken record life. I don't want to continue on a path that's in wrong being with you. I want to be in right being with you. So what's next for that in this? God, that I don't consistently be broken, but that I break free. Ask God for help in planning what's next, and listen, pay attention. If you need to write it down, if you need to put it in a memo pad on your phone, if you need to just, whatever you need to do to remember that, make that happen. If you're asking God to speak, he'll speak. Just listen. So often it's easy to take some of the stuff that we hear from God and we make it into a taskmaster or a list keeper or a rule keeper or something like that. But this is not that. This is God inviting you in to a world that is not your world, that is a world that is his world. He's inviting you in a way in which we operate and we be with the Spirit of Jesus inside of us, with the Holy Spirit residing in our hearts. It's his invitation to you. This next step is his invitation to you to engage him within the kingdom of heaven. Let's join the psalm writer in praying. Psalm 51:10, it says this, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." And then it goes on to say, "Renew a loyal spirit within me." It's not loyal to the things that you once were. It's not loyal to the ways in which you've operated up until this point. It's a loyalty to God. It's a loyalty to what we're hearing these next steps should be within our world. As we live in a life of forgiveness. So God, our prayer is this, create in us, in me, a clean heart, O God. And renew loyal spirits within me, within us, within this community here. God, help us to see and hear your words of forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God, help us to see those moments where your kindness leads us to this repentant life, this life that's asking for forgiveness. God, help us see this extreme sorrow that can be brought through you, that shows us our sin, that shows us our separation, that shows us these broken record moments of our life. And not, let us not run from those. Let us not see you as some angry God that's out for our destruction. God, let us see that as an invitation into life in the kingdom. God, let us pay attention to these things in our world. God, I pray for the unbelief in this room right now, where brokenness is hard to see. It's hard to see a world in our worlds without it. Because we've become addicted to it, because we've become conditioned to it, because somehow we've learned how to fight and thrive in some weird fashion in this life that we've created for ourselves. God, help our unbelief. Father, from this day forward, I pray that we soak in this forgiveness that you've called us into. God, from this day forward, I pray that we practice this getting quiet before you. This seeking to see ourselves through your eyes. This seeking to rid ourselves of everything that does not reflect you. This seeking to hear from you on what's the next step. And God, I pray for all the next steps that you've given us individually, that you've given us together here. For the courage to make those things happen. For the understanding that we don't go through this life alone, that we don't go through this life without your help, without your guidance, without your way. God, we're not swinging at it alone. We know that we do these things with your blessing, and we know that we do these things through you and through the way that you've already prepared for us to move in, and so we want to be faithful to that. We want to see that. What you're calling us into, what you're inviting us into, what you're bringing about in our worlds of this change, of getting us off this broken life and breaking free from these things that keep us down, these things that we continue to repeat. They're not to hurt us. They're not to maim us. They're not to destroy us. They are to bring us life and freedom. So God, I cry out for freedom for our people this morning. I cry out for freedom for Whitewater. I pray that we don't take your words lightly. I pray that we don't walk away from this room unchanged, but forever listening for your voice, forever looking to you for forgiveness. And forever looking to your invitation on where we need to be in life and the kingdom. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Now, before we go out and get too crazy, remember, it's our job to connect with God, okay? It's our job to connect with God. It's his job to perfect us. So how that looks in your world, how are you going to be connecting with God this week? Through prayer? Through scripture reading, through acts of service, whatever it is that you do to connect with God, look for his invitation in that. Don't try to force anything. Don't try to make it your way or your thing that you're going to do for God. But listen for his invitation into that. It's going to be way more powerful and way less frustrating as you listen for God's invitation. And I want to kind of plug, you know, we don't talk about life transformation groups much here. They've birthed organically. But this way of life, this prayer, this confession of sin, this one facet of, several facets of just spiritual disciplines is available through these life transformation groups. It's a group of three people that get together and meet. You pray for one another. You pray for people that are in your sphere of influence that don't know Jesus, and if you don't have those people, you're doing something wrong, okay? But we get together and we pray, and we go through these, how are you seeing God move in your world, and we talk about that. What are you hearing from God? And we talk about that. Not only how are you hearing, but did you do anything about it? Did you respond? Did you ask what's the next steps? And we talk about that, and we get together and we actually confess sin to one another. It's uncomfortable because I can sin with the best of them. But it keeps this life real. It keeps this life accessible. It keeps everything that Scripture talks about, not a hypothetical. It keeps it real. It keeps it here. And so I encourage you to look into that. If you want to know more, come talk to me. Come talk to Craig. I encourage you to engage community. And I encourage you to engage God like you never have before. Through Jesus Christ, through what he did on the cross, you are forgiven. If I could look each one of you in the eye and put my hand on your shoulder, I would do that. In fact, let's get weird. I want you to do that to the people around you. Let's bring this real. Can we do that? Oh, don't leave. I called her out. Now everybody's scared. I want you to turn to the people around you. I want you to make this real and just say, through Jesus' grace, you are forgiven. But it's got to be eye contact, and it's got to be a hand on the shoulder. Yeah, let's get weird. Let's burst each other's comfort zones and bubbles, all right? Can we do that? Let's make it happen. Make sure no one goes without. They need to understand this. We need to understand this together. Yeah. Did everybody participate? If you didn't, raise your hand. There will be people to come around to you. Yeah. It's been kind of a weird week. It's been kind of a weird Sunday. But next week, come back. We're going to have a panel of people, and it's a panel of people I trust that I can ask questions to. It's a panel of people that I can trust that are going to talk about their stories. There's several women that are going to be on it, and there's several dudes that are going to be on it, and they're just going to talk about where this life of broken record was for them. And they're going to talk about the scenarios and the different ways in which, and it's different for all of them. But they're going to talk about this life, and they're going to talk about this broken free and what that's done in their worlds. And they've all been asking me questions, what is this going to look like? And I said, let's just get past today, all right? Let's see what today looks like, because God has a tendency to change things up on me. But come back, because there's going to be this beautiful panel, and it's going to surprise you what God has done through us, what God has done through these people. It's going to surprise you some of the dirt that you'll have on them later. Yeah? But come back, be a part of it, and just remember, it's our job to do the connecting, it's God's job to do the perfecting. Grace and peace.